Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast with Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm back with you today with another 5-minute focus designed to remind you that you need rest as you head into this week. We are back today for our third installment of the 7 types of rest that every person needs. If you weren't with us for the first couple of episodes of the series, this is a 5-minute focus series, go back and listen. In episode 1, what we talked about was emotional rest and how feeling exhausted can become a constant, especially when you don't create space to fill up your cup, when you're constantly saying yes to everyone else. In episode 2, we covered physical rest and how passive and active physical rest can make all the difference. So go check out those 2 episodes. Today, what we're going to talk about is the third type of rest, sensory rest. I've got 3 questions for you to start. Do you ever get energy from your smartphone? Are you ever on your computer, Zoom meeting after Zoom meeting, and say to yourself, man, I can't contain my energy? How about at night when you turn on Netflix? Are you flooded with energy with every show that you watch? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I think I speak for all of our listeners and our executive producer when I say, we'd like to know your secrets. Can you please teach us? Energy is not the word I would use to describe time spent on my smartphone, computer, or television. Screen time isn't rest when you really think about it. It takes away from your rest. But for so many of us, this is how we utilize our downtime. This is what we gravitate towards, and we believe we're getting quote unquote rest from it. Now, what's super sad is that screens are always around. We know they're required for our jobs these days, especially during the pandemic. It's even how we keep up with our friends and family, whether it's FaceTime or hopping on a virtual call. They are simply a part of our life. Screens are always around. But that doesn't mean that you don't need a break. You deserve a break. Now, the statistics are scary these days. The average US adult spends almost 4 hours on their mobile device every single day. When you do the math on that, it's about 50 days, an entire year. Can you believe spending 50 days in a row just on your phone? It puts it in perspective. Now, the average screen time in general for adults in the United States used to land around 11 hours per day. During lockdown, some reports show that number went up as high as 15 hours per day, if not more. It should be no surprise that when we poll adults, about 1/3 of adults will say they're online almost constantly. If you feel like you're online almost constantly, I'm speaking to you today. Bright lights, computer screens, background noise, and multiple conversations, whether they're in the office or on Zoom calls, they can cause our senses to feel overwhelmed. So what's a healthy amount of screen time for adults? Most experts will agree that you should limit screen time outside of work, outside of your livelihood, to less than 2 hours per day. Any time beyond that, which you spend on screens, your cell phone, televisions, anything with blue light, you should think about how you can spend that time differently. How could you do something else that will support sensory rest? Maybe it's physical activity, maybe it's journaling, or maybe it's having a conversation with a close friend face to face. So, how else can you counteract this screen time, this problem, so you can give your body the sensory rest it deserves? Well, the next message today is to start small. You can make a difference by simply closing your eyes for a minute in the middle of the day, as well as maybe being intentional about certain unplugging time from electronics throughout your day. By being intentional, these small moments of sensory deprivation will make a difference. Don't wait. Give yourself sensory rest, and you will slowly but surely begin to undo the damage inflicted by this overstimulating world. I want to thank you for joining us. This series is close to my heart because everybody deserves rest. We do not prioritize it. And so as mentioned earlier in our time together, go back and listen to the first two installments that we performed. And if you're looking for more free resources, you can always go to skyterrahome.com. The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyho. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Please subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If you have been benefiting from this podcast or know someone who might benefit from it, please share it with them. We just want to make a difference in more people's lives. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.